For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers is planning an additional cut in state spending of $250 million due to the coronavirus pandemic's effect on the economy. All state and local governments are now experiencing the difficult balance of providing vital services to residents in crisis while also managing tough fiscal realities, said Governor Evers in a statement. He went on to say that he remains hopeful the federal government would achieve a bipartisan resolution to assist states in the face of continued inaction and uncertainty. UW System President Tommy Thompson is in talks with Evers to limit the impact of the cuts on the UW system, which has already borne the brunt of the last round of cuts. UW-Madison has experienced a $150 million loss in revenue from the pandemic. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. With the August primary coming up, a look back at the pandemic primary held in April has helped officials to learn what to do to improve elections going forward. Thousands of ballots were lost in the mail and never delivered, so the Election Commission is adding intelligent barcodes similar to Amazon for ballot tracking so voters can monitor all movements of their ballot. Additionally, more absentee ballots have been ordered in advance, and contact information will be requested so that clerks can contact voters if needed. Also expect more polling places to be open and expect voter information to be sent in the mail ahead of time. Voters can always learn more by going to myvote.wi.gov. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says Dane County needs a boost in federal funding as the pandemic appears far from over. Included in the needs of the county are an extension of testing at the Alliant Energy Center, which is now scheduled to expire on August 7th, the tenant resource, which has had to shut down its application process in order to focus on households at high risk of homelessness, and Second Harvest Food Assistance Program, where officials are projecting a 61% increase in local food insecurity by the end of August. High of 77 in Madison, overnight lows in the low 60s. High of 84 on Friday with mostly sunny skies. Saturday highs in the upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. On Wednesday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley signed legislation making Juneteenth Day a major Milwaukee County holiday. Additionally, legislation was signed condemning racial injustice in Milwaukee County and calling for reports on county departments' practices and policies to attain racial equity. Juneteenth Day marks the day in 1865 Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, and notified the last remaining slaves on U.S. soil that the Civil War was over and that they were free. High of 74 degrees today in Milwaukee with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the low 60s. Friday, a high of 80 degrees expected here in Milwaukee. Saturday, highs in the upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Wisconsin is joining 19 other states and the District of Columbia in a Clean Water Act lawsuit against the Trump administration's newest environmental rule that prevents states from halting federally permitted projects that may cause pollution to wetlands and other bodies of water. The new regulation means states will not have the ability to review water quality violations. The new rule leaves as much as half of all the nation's wetlands unprotected, according to estimates by environmental groups. High today of 74 in Milwaukee, high of 77 expected in Madison with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the low 60s. Friday, high of 80 degrees in Milwaukee and 84 in Madison with mostly sunny skies. Saturday, highs in the upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.